Clark Gable. You're familiar, yes?
Oh, yes. I didn't see this coming.
Not where you thought we'd start today, yeah?
No, absolutely not.
For those of you who don't know, Clark Gable is an old Hollywood actor, but I'm sure you do know. He's most famous for being...
For being referenced in a Death Cab for Cutie song?
Well, there is that, but for playing, I think, Rhett in Gone with the Wind. But he's also in other less controversial feature films.
He's done some things, yeah.
He has. But he's, like, obviously was thought of as, like, a very handsome guy. He gets, like, the handsome roles. And something that you really don't think about is, like, the way that people who are on television smell. And I remember this about Matthew McConaughey and... that guy who was, like, basically married to Kristen Stewart, whose name I can't remember, who's in Twilight.
This is crazy that we can't remember his name right now. People are screaming at their
phones. Well, I can't remember Edward Cullen's fucking name, even though he's, like, wildly famous.
Oh, God, he was just fucking Batman. It'll come to me. Go on, carry on with your story.
Anyway, people used to say that, like, he had horrible body odor in real life, and they would say that about Matthew McConaughey, too, and people in magazines are always like, oh, like, not so hot anymore. And, like, you know, body odors, whatever.
Robert Pattinson. There it is. Okay,
thank
sorry.
You. Unbelievable. Oh, that's really embarrassing. Anyway, back to Clark Gable. So, with Clark, it's not so much about body odor, but apparently... and this is according to Refinery 29, which is so, you know, whatever. But
grain of salt. Sure, sure, sure.
Apparently, due to a gum infection in 1933, he had to have most of his teeth removed. And then.
Oh, no. And so, halitosis.
Right. Then the dentures he had to wear as a result gave him severe halitosis.
Oh, no. Wait, people think Matthew McConaughey has halitosis and Robert Pattinson?
No, they both have been reported as having, like, body odor, just, like, really bad BO. And Robert Pattinson, like, famously doesn't shower. This?
Wait, what?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
No, I was never invested in Twilight. I've never seen any of the films.
I wasn't either.
Touched any of the books.
Yeah.
Listen, just in the tablets, but you are interested in body odors. That's true.
I'm consistently interested in body odors. That's correct. But does it not make you, like, look at people a little differently that you think are super hot if you find out, like, that they have halitosis?
Yes, it absolutely does. Course. And I would just like to report for anyone who's been a fan of Mad Men or any of his other work that I was at a restaurant with John Hamm in St. Louis a few months ago. And I would just like to report that he smells incredibly good. Welcome to Why Are You Like This?
Welcome.
Ugh, welcome. Why Are You Like This is the weekly podcast where we dissect some part of our culture, human behavior, body odors, halitosis, just whatever we're noodling on at any given time in order to determine why people are the way that they are. That is Jamie Ryan, consistently invested in body odors in Los Angeles.
And that is Austin Williams, who is never not here for it in Chicago.
Never not here for it or for the smooth cement. Smell stylings of John Hamm. Oh, you guys, God. I can't say enough good things. Well, I was at a table of four, and we all took turns doing a drive-by whiffing, and everyone was just, bottle it, sell it to me.
And you have to know that John Hamm's body molecules were inside your body when you did that.
I inhaled pieces of him.
Tiny pieces, fractals of ham. But I also did just want to mention that I had a severe halitosis incident. Not I had halitosis, but I had to, I encountered
just to clarify.
A wall of halitosis when I was moving into my dorm freshman year of college. Oh. My, you know, like all the parents like bring the kids and like some parents stay and some parents drop you off, whatever. But like
sure,
my
sure.
roommate's dad was there helping her move everything in, and he was like huffing and puffing from bringing stuff in, but he had the worst halitosis like maybe literally I've ever smelled. Filled the dorm. And I didn't really know at the time like what the specific halitosis smell was yet. Like, you have to be like around
like
older
taste
men
my own mouth right now
know.
Just because we're talking about this. It is older men. Sorry. Older men with these ptosis. Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't know what it was. And so I was like, oh no, like the dorm room I was assigned has like this awful smell.
Oh my God, but it was just this father's breath.
It was, yeah. So it went away.
Oh, you guys.
Anyway, I just had to include that. Yeah.
Listen, but we're not here to talk about halitosis on this sweet fupdate edition for October, aka Spooktober. Mm-hmm. I hope you've been hanging with us in all the spooky seasons. And we just had to come with perhaps a bit of capitalism retail kind of spooky energy.
How
this
could we
month.
Not? Yeah.
You guys, my attention was brought back to an important phenomenon. Brace yourselves. But if you weren't aware, and this did, you know, surface, I think in July is when this actually went on sale again, based on my research. But listen, yes, that's right. If you've seen them cropping up in your neighborhood, Home Depot's 12-foot skeleton was back this year. And this time, he perhaps brought a few friends. Okay. I don't know if you caught wind of this, but back in 2020, the Home Depot sold like a 12-foot skeleton, like piece of decor that was like $300.
I remember rumblings. And, yeah.
Right. And they brought it back this year. It's like a bestseller.
Yeah.
And I remember when this was first on sale, and I really feel like for whatever reason, the COVID of it all, the pandemic, it was a time that many of us were strapped for cash, but those who weren't were bored. And they said, I'll spend $300 on Halloween yard decor. And I do think it probably brought joy and triumph to just like the community. So I'm not here to criticize how people use their money.
Just to acknowledge the COVID wealth gap that did happen and continues to happen.
Oh yeah, we gotta shout it out.
And that certain stimulus packages weren't needed and were able to be used for surplus items like 12-foot skeletons.
I mean, truly. But listen, I'm not here to shame anybody about that.
No,
like,
I mean,
decor
or
this item.
Yeah.
Let's tell you a little bit about this. The skeleton, nicknamed Skelly, has sold out the past 2 years prior, okay? And the expectation is that 2022 is no different. There were articles by, like, Pop Sugar and even publications like Country Living, Bustle. Everybody's talking about this fucking skeleton. I've heard it mentioned on multiple podcasts.
This is, like, jingle all the way about Halloween, yes.
Absolutely it is. Like, everyone is talking about this. But the dating of this, when these were published initially, these articles, were July is when this sucker went on sale. And it was, like, immediately flying off the shelves once again because people were like, I must have this. And it sold out the last 2 years.
Fireworks away, yeah. They're like, I've put the TNT finally bricks away for the weekend is over. And now I'm thinking about Halloween. Because is it not the person who lights off explosives all weekend on 4th of July who purchases the 12-foot skeleton? Maybe.
Like, maybe and maybe not, you
maybe
know?
Not.
It's
maybe
difficult
not
to say.
Too. Yeah.
We can't know. The retailer, Home Depot, said that they ramped up production on the decoration this year, and there's still, like, an expectation that they'll be completely sold out of stock by Halloween.
Of course.
At the time of this recording, and when you're listening to it, it's probably not available. Okay. But that's not all. This year, the Home Depot decided to give Skelly a few friends. We got a 15-foot, like, phantom. We got a 12-foot hovering witch, which was already sold out in July.
That one's legit the scariest.
Yeah, you guys, it's intense. A 9.5-foot werewolf, shout out to the werewolves, and a 12-foot inferno pumpkin skeleton, which basically is, like, a creepier, blacker skeleton where, like, instead of a human, like, skull head, he has, like, a pumpkin fur head from what I've seen.
I find that one more frightening somehow.
It feels a little more
athletic. Its arms are up. Oh. That's the difference. Instead of waving, its arms are both up threateningly.
Well, the 12-foot giant skeleton, just to be clear, is like malleable. Like, you can move those appendages.
Oh, this became significantly more interesting to me.
It could be climbing your house.
Exactly. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, now do I want you guys, this? That's disgusting. Okay.
This is the thing, is a lot of people want this. And I people I respect. This is a wild thing. But listen, Skelly and his larger-than-life buddies brought along a few smaller skeletons for those of us trying to enter at a lower price point, perhaps. Some 3-5-foot little versions. Okay, maybe you're an apartment dweller. I don't know what your life is. Maybe you're like me. Maybe you're going to put one in your house to scare your dad. Needless to say, Home Depot is really pulling out all the stops for Halloween this year, and people are here for it, okay? There's like a 6.5-foot animated like Jack Skellington, a 6-foot encrusted the casket that has like LED lights, and I was like, what? Hmm. There was a very upsetting to me 7-foot like colossal kind of like tarantula graveyard spider thing.
Yes.
I wasn't into it. I don't like spiders. But also like in Ursula the Sea Witch. But
they're doing it all.
Listen, inflatables. They're truly doing it all. And it just begs the question. This is a podcast run by a couple of Halloween enthusiasts. I probably said it on this show, and I was recently saying it to other folks. Halloween is perhaps the one holiday that maybe becomes more magical the older you get.
Mm-hmm.
Versus like the Christmas of it all, Hanukkah, Easter, whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it all feels a little bit more sparkly when you're a kid. Halloween, honestly, I think gets tighter. And giving out candy is like just as fun as getting candy. But also like everything spooky and all the traditions, they're just like, they continue to be great the older you get. That's
all
I have to say.
I'm in charge of building the haunted house.
So as someone who's maybe open to being in charge of those things, how do you feel about the 12-foot skeleton? What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? What are your interests? What are its needed capabilities?
Like aesthetically, I'm definitely very interested in it, but my head immediately goes to like, I would like multiples. And then I'm like, this is like too much money for me to like spend on. Like what in the world do I need less than Halloween decor? Like truly. But but outside of the realm of necessity, like I fucking love Halloween stuff, and I love like the showmanship and also the immersive art experience that Halloween can be if you allow it to be. And so like in a perfect world, yeah, I want like 10 of these, and I'm going to position them all over the home that I don't own, that I will someday own, I hope. They would be, as you mentioned, climbing, walking over things. Like this one is pictured that I'm looking at in front of a ranch home to really highlight the tallness of the skeleton. But I'd love to see these guys like climbing up the gutters of like a Chicago 2-flat. That would be great.
Oh,
that's what I mean, beautiful. The witches also, like I would hang strategically. Great to hang those in someone else's yard when they didn't know, but maybe that's too far.
That's one of my favorite witch Halloween moments I've seen, where people take like kind of a witch thing, but then they affix it to a drone and then fly it through a neighborhood. You ever seen those YouTube videos?
I have seen those, and that I have a lot of feelings about drones, big dystopian energy there, but I think that like that
absolutely
sounds so fucking fun. And if that was available when we were children, we probably would have been like arrested from doing that. Yeah.
Absolutely. We would have been flying witches around our neighborhood, not for Halloween, but
into
just for like our own pleasure.
In June.
Just like as part of our brand. Yeah. We would have been like, this is what we do. This is who we are.
I'd be like, oh, it's Memorial Day weekend and people's windows are open. Austin, do you want to get the witch, please? Get the witch?
Please get the witch. paging our witch. Oh my God. But I love the like spooky prank kind of thing. And people flying a witch drone is like my energy on 100.
And the oversizedness of these skeletons, the fact that they're so much bigger than like a human would ever be, that theoretically the skeleton came from. It's like absurdist and funny and like so campy and delightful in that same kind of way. I started out looking at this thinking like, what a dumb thing for everyone to like be all over. And I mean, also like people are really going nuts. Like some people are paying like $1,500 for this shit because of like scarcity. But
love to see supply and demand in action, you know?
Yeah. But like, there's really, as someone who went to art school, there's really something about scale. And once like an object is bigger than a person, like the way that we interact with that object completely changes. And that's absolutely what's going on here. And I think why so many people want it.
I think that's a big part of it. And I think about this, you're like throwing out these art school vibes. But what I love to imagine the most about this is, who is the person who like came to that corporate meeting at the Home Depot and they were like, we're talking about the kind of decor we can offer for Halloween, and like these are things that done well in the past, we're bringing them back, we hear some new other things for novelty, we're thinking about selling a 12-foot $300 skeleton. And I like want to know what that conversation sounded like. I've been in those conversations for retailers of like apparel and home goods and cosmetics in a professional setting. And I'm just like, what does it look like when you work at the Home Depot and somebody's like, what do you guys think? Can we add this to the assortment and people will sell it? I'm like, would people be naysayers? Were people like, none of this will move? We'll like only have like 10 and have it online. I'm just like, how much did they buy into it? Mm-hmm. And how big did they think it was going to be?
Well, go ahead.
Who is the person who came up with this or thought about it or the manufacturer who proposed it? There's someone's partner, mom, dad, mm-hmm. brother, sister that they're like, hey, did you know that like my sister is the one that's responsible for there the 12-foot Home Depot skeleton? I want to know her. Like, I want to know her.
I know. And it's really clearly changed the landscape of Halloween decor to come. Like the 12-foot skeleton like walked so that the 15-foot towering phantom could run. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, absolutely.
It's like, oh, we're going to do our regular Halloween decor and also this new 12-foot skeleton. And then once it was wildly popular, it's like, okay, he can have like 11 friends now. And one of those can be a 15-foot phantom.
Crazy. And there are some other ones. And I wasn't like trolling the internet for what are the giant Halloween decor of like before Skelly existed.
It felt like mostly inflatable.
Yeah, but now we've got like, you know, for like $170, Walmart's selling like a 6-foot Pennywise. Mm-hmm. You know, Spirit Halloween's got their own things that are like creepy buzzsaw kind of animatronic things, like $300 here and there. And I think what originally brought my attention to this, and I believe it's Party City is their, they have the response this year that is like a 6.5-foot animatronic Michael Myers, like of Halloween
animatronic
fame. So that means like his like arm with the knife moves. Yeah. You guys, like this shit is happening, and I've seen photos, and it's $220. It's completely out of stock, and it looks horrifying.
Jerky stabbing motions all night long.
Okay, so all this talk about the Halloween spooktober giant things of it all. If you could create a giant in the same kind of spirit decor item for Halloween that's like not Skelly or any of the ones we've talked about, mm-hmm. what would it be?
Oh, a skeleton of an animal would be really fun. And I'm not so unique in thinking that. Apparently this year, like one of the most popular Halloween decorations is animal skeletons, like in that kind of sciencey, like taxidermy bell jar way.
Yeah, pet cemetery.
But maybe like one of those, but like as big as the skeleton, so like 15 feet tall though. Like
just like a giant pug.
Oh, I would never, no, it would make me sad. But
oh no.
I don't know, a dinosaur skeleton would be fun. I think definitely cool. What I'm wanting is a line of different creature skeletons that are all extremely oversized.
We bought a parenthetical skeletal zoo.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what I want. Wow, yes, that's what I want. And then we can feel like little tiny ants going through this graveyard zoo. Sorry, you?
No, I'm into that. Ooh, you're going to have this like whole sort of mess of skeletal animals. Mm-hmm. And like maybe my house is the one next door that somehow has like this like giant nest that we're like not sure about, that's like vacant for like a while, but then like the right creature appears like on Halloween or like leading up to it.
Oh
my god. But in skeleton form.
I fucking love that. Because then, like, the neighborhood is, like, on watch. You could do it multiple years in a row, and the kids would be like,
oh, change the animal. Like, create an animal habitat, and then, like right around the holiday, like, it appears.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I like that.
Wow.
I mean, listen, we made a zoo. Okay, would you do a giant, this is my other question, a giant decoration, or is there one you can think of that would be like really oversized that you would do at your home? Money's no object for a different holiday. Is there like something that would be as fun as Halloween, or something you can think of that you're like, this is the dream?
There's nothing, there's not like another holiday really that I celebrate. I am interested in like having more kind of like offbeat holidays, summer celebrations and shit like that.
I don't know. But, one of the things that comes to mind. So listen, we're two folks from Cincinnati originally. And while many people celebrate Memorial Day and the 4th of July, Cincinnati goes very hard with fireworks on Labor Day. Don't question it. It's just true.
That's true.
And we shoot them off a bridge that's, you know, overlooking the Ohio River between Ohio and Kentucky. There's a big screaming match between both states every year, yada, yada, yada. Okay, many people shoot fireworks off bridges, right?
Mm-hmm.
We see that happen. That's a common thing. And it makes sense, you know, debris, safety, I don't know, whatever. I would find it fun for like the 4th of July if I became like a pyrotechnic kind of person to have some sort of like faux like bridge and to like change what kind of bridge it was every year, maybe in the spirit. Maybe I shoot things off like a fake but very large like San Francisco bridge, like, or that's maybe fun. Like the Brooklyn Bridge or like the Tower of London. Like, I don't know.
Oh, I really like that.
Thank you. I'd have to become like someone who's into fireworks, which I'm not, but I would decorate the yard with a big bridge and then hire people to make it look like we were having like a bridge show, but just like over my lawn.
Absolutely. And for some reason, what I keep thinking of is that it would be fun to have like a large inflatable bounce house style Thanksgiving table as a outdoor decoration.
Oh my God, yes. First it's of just all, a huge you had table me a bounce
that
house.
That you can bounce.
You had me a bounce house. Bounce house. You guys, on that note, is anything better than a bounce house? I'm like, really not sure.
And what are the rules on adults in bounce houses? If you're any kind of like bounce house engineer or you've been a carnival worker who has bounce house experience, get at us and let me know what kind of bounce house I need to buy to support several adults' body weights.
Normalize bounce houses at adult birthday parties. Let us know about your experiences. That's true. We're about to really change the world for the better with these ideas, okay? You guys, thanks for hanging out for this Skelly Fupdate edition. We'll see you next week as Spooktober continues, our favorite time of year.
Marches on, even after death.
After death. As always, you can march on at us after death, we hope, maybe, we use to say, via email at whyyoulikethispod@gmail.com or on Instagram at whyyoulikethispod. And good night, good evening. Stay spooky. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.